Well, Coach, just a tough loss to take tonight. Thought the first half, you guys got out to a good lead, kept with them for the first half, but the last two or three minutes of the third quarter and the fourth quarter just got away from you.
Yeah, it did. We call it our third quarter woes. We were down 10 going into the fourth quarter, and I'm like, all right, we're going to be okay, you know, and then, you know, we just, you know, we tried. It just wasn't our night, but super proud of the boys. I mean, we gave Dietrich everything they wanted tonight and then some, so it's a good moral victory for the things we've been working on and very proud of them.
On the road, it's never easy to win games, especially against a team like Dietrich that has some really good weapons and plays a physical brand, but it felt like your guys just didn't back down one bit.
No, we didn't. We've been talking about that with our chemistry and emotions and just telling the kids that you do belong here, you know, that don't let anybody try and steal your thunder. And, you know, they responded well. We've had some good practices here lately, and I couldn't be more happy. On their homecoming night and at their gym, man, the place was rocking. It was fun. It felt like a college atmosphere and honestly felt like an NTC championship game. It was great. I loved it.
Felt like, too, whenever you kind of got out to that early lead and punched them in the mouth first, it felt like you had them kind of on the ropes, so to speak, and
yes.
Felt like the guys just did a good job of matching that energy, and it felt like it took the wind out of the air for took the wind out of the sails, excuse me, for a little bit.
It did. I feel like it did. We came out, and that's something we talked about. You know, we got to start matching or being better at the start of games. Sometimes I feel like we get down way too early, and you know, as good as I do, that's just hard to come back from. But hats off to Coach Burnoff, man. You know, he great athletes, great program. I'm proud of them. They're good guys, and so it was fun.
Felt like you got some good offensive contributions from Griffin Bowen and Porter Lilly, and whenever those two guys are setting the tone, it really opens things up for everyone else on the floor.
Yeah, it does. They do a really good job. They feed off each other very well, and you know, Porter's starting to really come around, and Clive, man, he can jump out of the gym the way he was grabbing them rebounds. Those were tough rebounds, and just laying his body out just to try hard for the team shows you that, you know, as long as we keep getting better and better, we can be dangerous at the end of the year. Very, very dangerous.
Outside of Porter and Ben Askins, too, I mean, you guys aren't the tallest team or
right.
the biggest team, but, I mean, whenever you have a guy like Clive or a guy like Griffin just getting
yes.
on the floor, diving for loose balls, trying to get rebounds, I mean, it keeps you in games like this.
Yes, it does. And, you know, you got our two best defensive players in August Cozart and Remington Howe. Remington held their best player to 6 points tonight. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better defensive sequence. Same with August, and you know, the way August runs the floor with the point, he doesn't get in a hurry, doesn't get flustered. And I mean, we got the complete package. They're young. We don't have very many seniors, three, and two of them start. So, I mean, once we get it put together, I'm excited to come back here for this Dietrich tournament. I think we can make some noise. And we get Dietrich again, so it's going to be fun.
You talked about the atmosphere tonight, and you get ready to take or go to the San Elmo Holiday
yes.
tournament next week. So do you feel like this atmosphere is going to help prepare you for what you're going to see for most of next week?
Oh, I think so. You know, that tournament's tough. You know, I know we start out with WSS. I think if we can weather the storm, you know, like the first quarter and not get down, I think we could have a good chance. But Cody Drone, that's another one. The conference is stacked with great coaches, so it's never a night off, you know, in the conference. So I think this definitely helps. And anytime you play St. Elmo at St. Elmo, heck, that's like a state championship game. It's hard to play there. But, hey, kudos to them, and we can't wait.
And, of course, you talk about that atmosphere, you talk about this atmosphere, and you come back to this tournament in a couple weeks, you go to
yeah.
St. Elmo next week, a chance to see some really good NTC teams. I know that
yes.
at times that probably annoys you, but I'm sure it kind of prepares you for not only the conference tournament but regionals as well.
Yes, it does. And that's what I tell the guys, you know, this matters not only for conference standings, of course, but regionals. If you start getting wins and you're competing against these great teams like Dietrich, St. Elmo, Altamont, St. Anthony, all these teams, you better look out, I mean, because you're going to have a good seed in the regional. And like I said, it can get kind of monotonous, you know, annoying, but at the same time, it's like, well, it's good competition, so it's only going to help and not hurt.